Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I'm so pleased to, I'm always pleased to bring the guests that I have because I think that they're all such wonderful and interesting people. This morning, I'm really honored to introduce you all to Jenny Blake, a young woman who is on the rise. You got to watch out for her because you're going to be seeing her name a lot. She's written a book called Life After College, and you can imagine what that's all about. So, Jenny, welcome. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Is this something that came to you based on personal experience or polling your friends, or how did you come to this?
It started personal experience. Just like you said, where so many of us are used to having a template and a roadmap laid out for us for most of our lives as we're growing up. Go to, you know, middle school, get good grades. Go to high school, do extracurriculars, take APs.
Right.
Talking about. And do all the right things, get into the right school, take the classes that you need for your major, get internships, and then all of a sudden, when we graduate, there's no longer a roadmap. And
yeah.
All of a sudden, it's not just about what our parents and friends think we should do or society, but really looking within and saying, what do I want for my life now that it's basically a free-for-all? So.
Right. And of course, you know, in today's world, the job market is not what it was a generation ago when I was getting out of college and employers kind of, you know, were opening their doors to college graduates. Now, it really is a tough market. And some of these people like you are competing against people like me that have been laid off their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So the landscape has changed a lot, I think, hasn't it?
I think a lot of college graduates are worrying, and they're feeling like, do I have to settle for something I don't like just because it's a bad economy?
Yes.
Where do you draw the line between settling or holding out for something? And then even if they decide to hold out, do they know, are they clear on what they're holding out for? What are my career goals? Who am I? What do I really enjoy in life? What kind of life do I want to create for myself?
Sure.
I struggled when I was first out of school with both the practical aspects and just what's a 401k and how should I manage my money, and the bigger picture stuff that people don't often ask us about in our day-to-day lives.
Right. And, you know, and it's interesting when you talk about things like in the book, you talk about strategies for managing your money. That's huge because, you know, we've been trying to help our kids do that and in various ways. Nothing really is the same as, like, while they're in college, we've really been there a lot as their safety net. And, of course, they've just graduated, so we're still their safety net. Not part of the curriculum to sort of learn how to balance a checkbook and pay your bills on time. And, you know, if you've been living in a dorm where everything's prepaid and you have a swipe card, you don't even really notice that you're spending much of anything. And so how do you impart that information? I think it's really wonderful that they get this from a peer. Do you find that young people are more responsive when they're getting it from you than when, say, their parents are telling them, you got to balance your checkbook, honey, and you got to figure out, you know, your savings account and all that other stuff?
I've definitely had some parents say to me, thank goodness for this book because my kids won't listen to me.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, they still think I'm really stupid, but I have a hunch that in a year or so when they've been out there in the world, they might actually think I know something. So you talk a little bit, you talk a lot about networking and the value of networking and being, as you say, plugged in. How does that help? Because I know that having a support system while you're in college is pretty easy. You've got all your friends around you and a career center and academic advisors and all that kind of stuff. And then you get out and you're sort of, you know, you may have some alumni benefits, but other than that, you're really cut off from that built-in support system and that built-in network. So how do you recommend young people go about sort of recreating that outside of college?
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised when they graduate at how difficult it is to make friends and that they're used to being around all their peers all day, and all of a sudden they graduate, they get a job, and if it's not at a big company with lots of young people, it is hard to meet people.
Yes.
And I was saying the book is like sometimes we get a bad rap for being so plugged in, our generation, but the benefit of that is that there are so many more ways to meet people now, and whether even if someone doesn't want to start a blog, there are social media sites, meetup groups, conferences, things that you can connect with your right people mm-hmm. by finding those groups first online and then seeing what activities they're coming up with offline.
Right. And, of course, those connections, in addition to providing friendship and support, could potentially also provide you with business networking and who knows, when one thing leads to another, right?
Yeah, there's an exercise in the book called The Meat Market,
mm-hmm.
M-E-E-T.
Yes, I loved it.
About brainstorming different ways to meet people, because we're all different. Some are more introverted, some are more extroverted. So it's things like intramural sports, volunteering, meetup groups, professional networking groups. And the idea isn't that someone has to do all of these all the time, but looking for the ones that, like you said, might kill two birds with one stone. So volunteering might turn into a great professional opportunity, or intramural sports might be a great way to meet people and get exercise.
Yes.
Looking for ways that someone can incorporate that into their daily life is a good thing.
Right, absolutely. I'm speaking with Jenny Blake. She's the author of Life After College. It's a wonderful handbook, and you got to see it. It really has all kinds of exercises and sort of step-by-step how-to to help guide a young person who's just out of college, because it's a big, scary, bad world out there sometimes, and you know, you were talking about sort of the value of networking, and it really is different. I mean, my kids even were able to connect up, like when they were going to college, with their potential, their future roommates. My son, who's going to college, already knows all his roommates online.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, in a lot of ways, it eases that transition, so that at least when you go, you can connect a familiar name with a familiar face, and you've done that. And the other night, I was sitting at the dinner table and with my older son, who did just graduate from college, and right in the middle of dinner, he goes, "Oh, by the way, I think I'm going out later." And I said, "When did you make that plan?" He goes, "Oh, right now. I just got a text."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're like, "Okay, that's really interesting." You know, here we are having a nice dinner, my husband and I and my son, and enjoying each other's conversation. And you know, he's making plans on the side, but it's kind of, I think, as a parent, if you just sort of go, "Well, okay, that's the world they're living in," it helps to not feel so defensive about it, because I don't think it's that he didn't want to be with us. You know, in my day, it was the telephone. It was always about the phone. I was on that phone hours and hours and hours a day, and drove my parents crazy. So each generation kind of finds their way of making those connections with each other, I think.
Yes, definitely.
So I guess one of the other things I wanted to ask about is sort of, once you get that first job, do you have tips for how young people can stay in that job and be successful, and maybe use that as a stepping stone either to the next job or to moving up the ladder wherever they happen to be?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. The analogy that I've been using lately is, instead of thinking of your career like a ladder that's very linear and also has to follow almost a set path where people feel this pressure to have exactly the right job and move up at the right pace, I tell people to think of your career like a smartphone, and you get to download different apps, which are skills and experiences and classes and education.
Uh-huh.
So your upbringing and your schooling is your base out-of-the-box model.
Mm-hmm.
And then what can you do to round out your phone? There's no phone competition. Everyone's phone is unique. So when it comes to career and moving up or getting experience, to me it's a question of really looking at, what do I enjoy about what I'm doing now? What do I want more of, and what do I want less of?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that they'll immediately be able to offload everything they want less of, but
Right. They
can start to get clear on kind of unpacking what they're doing and then saying to their manager or employer, "I am really interested in these following areas. Or if you see any projects that hit on those, let me know." Or to just ask more broadly, "How can I be most helpful? What else can I do to be indispensable?" And that's really the best way to move up at a company, is to become indispensable and seen as a team player, very proactive, and just generally keep a good attitude about things.
Right. And I think, don't you think it also helps to be somewhat realistic when you're just getting started? You know, it takes a long time to sort of work up to being a CEO of a company. It's not something that's going to be handed to you when you get out of college. And a lot of young people don't have that type of practical hands-on work experience. You mentioned earlier internships, and a lot of times you get to do things in an internship that you wouldn't do if you were being paid as an entry-level employee. So sometimes people's expectations may not be in line with the reality of their job.
And now with social media, there are plenty of ways that people can be their own CEO. So,
right.
It's like, yeah, if they're not going to be CEO overnight at their company, it does take patience and experience. Well, what is it about that or about moving up that appeals to them? And if it's about creativity and expressing their ideas, or they're interning at a news station and they want to be a news anchor one day, well, start a video channel on YouTube. There are plenty of things people can do to have creative control over what they're doing, and that's not to say that has to be their full career.
Sure.
But it's a great way to gain experience and not feel like they're totally at the whim of their employer either.
Right, and also have an outlet for some of their creativity, which oftentimes, Please. You know, your first job, you don't get a whole lot of that. And these are great ideas because, and again, something that's available to this generation that wasn't when I was graduating from college. You know, you really just, you did your resume, you went on job interviews and hoped and prayed that you could get your foot in the door on a mail room and work your way up or something if you were going in the corporate world. But now there are more outlets for people and also ways to kind of prove yourself, which I think is so, so wonderful. I'm speaking with Jenny Blake. She is the author of Life After College, really kind of a how-to book on how to navigate the world after one graduates. It's obviously aimed at sort of younger college grads rather than more mature graduates. But I think there's a lot of things in here that are really helpful. One of the things I did want to ask you about, being the parent of to college grads at the moment. What are some ways parents can help their kids? Because, you know, you get used to being a parent in a certain way, and then they cross that threshold and get that diploma, and a lot of things about your relationship with your child does change.
Right. It's a great question to ask because many more kids are now moving home with their parents for college these
yes.
days.
Even for a little while.
Yeah, and graduates are, the ones who have that opportunity are really lucky. If they have parents who are willing to let them come back home for a little while, it's a great way to save money. It's a great way to take some pressure off the job search. But there are some things that parents and kids can do to make sure that transition goes smoothly. One of the things is parents should be clear, do they have a fixed move-out date? So is it, oh, this is fine for 3 months or 6 months, or are the parents pretty flexible?
Mm-hmm.
Another question to get clear on up front is what bills are going to be transferred to the graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to pay any rent? Do you want them to contribute to groceries? And then are you handing over their student loans and all their bills? And then finally, having some just ground rules around helping out around the house or, you know, for parents, I think one of the hardest things, too, is to not be constantly asking, where are you going? When will you be home? Like
right.
we're used to in high school.
Yes, yes.
Because the college grad has now had 4 years of complete freedom.
Yes.
So they're somewhere in the middle.
Right.
It's like it's both parties have to be comfortable,
mm-hmm.
but for the parents to know, like give them a little extra room and maybe not treat them totally like a high schooler.
Well, this has been so wonderful. I've been speaking with Jenny Blake. She's the author of Life After College. And Jenny, if people want to get the book and also interact with you, I know you have a blog that's very popular. What is the address of the blog?
The blog is lifeaftercollege.org. And if they click on templates, I have a lot of free templates that are exercises in the book around budgeting, job interviewing, professional development. So definitely check those out. And if you want to learn more about the book, that's at lacbook.com.
Wonderful. Gosh, it's such a pleasure. I know that you're in transition yourself, so good luck with all that you're doing. The book is tons of fun. I'm honored to have a copy and pass that on to my two kids, and hopefully they can fight over the book and see who's a faster reader. But but really, it's worth everyone having their own copy because it's something that you can, you know, make notes and work on some exercises and things. It's an interactive book, so I recommend it as well. And thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck, and keep me posted on your life after college.
Thank you so much. Will do. And thank you to everyone who's listening.